For this Thursday, July 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The University of Evansville has announced it's rejoined the New American Colleges and Universities. University officials say the NACU is a national consortium of small, mission-oriented institutions that foster collaboration, innovation, and student success. Through NACU, officials say the university will have access to leadership development programs, data-sharing initiatives, and other specialized opportunities. Next week is the Posey County Fair at 111 Harmony Township Road in New Harmony. The fair runs from July 14th through July 19th. Admission is $8 per person, and kids that are 10 years old and younger get in for free. The gate admission includes free carnival rides, free kids zone activities, and free main arena events. There will be numerous food vendors plus air-conditioned meals in the community center. You can view the schedule of events and more information at PoseyCountyFair.com. The Posey County Health Department shared on Facebook that coming up this Saturday, there is a destination wellness event at SEMO from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This will be an interactive community event that educates children and their families regarding proper diet and exercise and helps to mitigate fears children may have in medical situations. The free event will include hands-on activities and live demonstrations from all aspects of the medical field. There will also be giveaways of backpacks filled with school supplies, bicycles with helmets, and much more. Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department says that this Saturday, there is a Splash into Aquapalooza event at the Rush Fullwater Community Center. It will be from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday. There will be a couple of water inflatables. One of the water inflatables is called All Blown Up, which is an extreme water slide obstacle course, and the other is a dolphin dive water slide. Over in Gibson County, their health department is sounding the alarm for residents living within the county. Health officials in Gibson County say on July 2nd, the state health department found one pool of mosquitoes in Princeton that tested positive for West Nile virus. Health officials are asking residents to limit time outdoors between dusk and dawn, use insect repellent, and make sure your property is free of any standing water. For more information and a limited supply of free mosquito dunks, call Gibson County Health Department at 812-385-3831. From the sports world in Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost Game 2 of their series at home to the Washington Nationals, 8-2. St. Louis and Washington have split the first two games of the series. The Cardinals have a record of 49-44. The rubber match of the three-game set is tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs got beat in Minnesota by the Twins 4-2. The Cubs slipped to 54-38 as they will try to avoid the three-game sweep this afternoon at 12:10. The Cincinnati Reds were able to end a four-game losing streak with a 7-2 victory at home over the Miami Marlins. The Reds inch over 500, 47-46. They finish a four-game series versus the Marlins today at 4:10. That's news and sports for this Thursday, July 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.